感謝主讓我再一次來到大家當中。
Thanks be the Lord that he has brought me back once again amongst brothers and sisters here.
不單止從我的認識上面去到弟兄姊妹當中就好像回到家一樣。
Not only is it just head knowledge that I know if I come into the midst of brothers and sisters, it should be just like returning home.
弟兄姊妹在這一處對我的招待我就真的感覺到我真的是回到家一樣。
But by the hospitality that's been extended to me, I really do feel like I have arrived home.
今天來到想跟大家分享一個的題目就是得安息和得享安息。
This morning, I would like to share with brothers and sisters on one particular topic in mind, and that is to find rest.
這個跟回到家裡面都有些關係。
Now, this topic actually relates to what I just talked about returning home.
請大家翻開馬太福音的第十一章。
So let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
我們或者從28節我們讀到第30節。
Let's begin with verse 28, we'll read through verse 30.
一節我們大家都很熟悉的一節的聖經。但是一件很宝贵的圣经。
This is a passage that we are quite familiar with, but at the same time, it is also a very precious scriptural passage as well.
这处圣经今天的记载也是主自己所讲的话。
And this is a recording of the Lord's own words.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden,And I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my load is light.
我们每一个来到信主的人我们都是来到去回应到主的呼召去到主那处去。
Each one of us who have believed upon the Lord have answered the Lord's call to come to Him.
所以我们都是应该是有安息的人。
So we should be individuals who have rest.
我们都来到上用这节的经文来到规劝别人
Oftentimes we use these very words to encourage non-Christians to come to believe upon Jesus.
但在事实上面我们又好像不是自己上有这个安息。
But at the same time, realistically speaking, we sometimes lack the very rest that it talks about.
弟兄姊妹当中你的经历有肢体就离去。
Now we have just experienced where a precious member of the body has been taken from us.
虽然在我们的认识的里面我们知道这个只不过是暂时的分离。
Even though we know that death merely means a temporary separation.
但在感情的上面我们总是有个不舍得在这里。
But nevertheless, we still have an emotional tie that is sad for us.
特别当离去个肢体，我哋觉得还系好似年轻嘅时候。
Especially when we think about the individual who passed away, that she's still relatively young.
我哋总系感觉到有一个可惜喺个处。
And we feel that there's a certain sense of regret.
当然，当我哋认识肢体系嚟到落喺好大嘅痛苦里边嘅时候，我哋又有另一个感觉。
When we actually see that individual in distress or in pain, of course, then different thoughts come through our minds.
我们知道倘若他能够离世与主同住或许对他们讲是更加大的好处。
Those thoughts then would be focused on her comfort to say if only the Lord would take her to go back to the heavenly home, then she would cease in the physical pain that she's experiencing.
很多时候是因为我们自己个人或者都算是自私的一个感情我们盼望将它留在世上。
Sometimes, though, we have selfish thoughts we want for ourselves to have her present with us. She'll continue with us.
但主有他的时间.
Nevertheless, though, the Lord has His own timing.
过去的经历里面, 我觉得主实在将恩典带到彼此体的当中.
From this past experience, I realized that the Lord measures out His grace abundantly to the brothers and sisters.
知道有弟兄姊妹的爱来到去为罪在肢体的床的病床的身边.
We know that the love of the Lord is funneled through brothers and sisters who surround that bed, that sick bed.
亦都是主的恩典, 让有肢体在祷告中, 来到将, 属于主的人来到真的交在主的手里面.
And it's through the Lord's grace that individuals are truly supporting those who are in need through prayer.
是在祷告的里面, 肢体来到真的将, 属他的人, 来到交回主的怀抱.
And that through prayer, the loved ones are able to commit this individual back into the Lord's hands.
当我想念这件事的时候, 我自己个人很觉得是主特别怜恤.
And when these thoughts are in my mind, then I realize that the Lord truly has grace upon the brothers and sisters.
要将安慰来到带给弟兄姊妹.
Desiring to bring rest into the midst of brothers and sisters.
知道属他的人真是安然地回到主的处.
So that that loved one truly has peacefully been brought back to her heavenly home.
所以我们的心来到得着一点安慰.
And as such, then our hearts are also comforted. But here, the Lord gives us a promise. This promise is for us to receive rest. Now, it is so difficult to find true rest here in this world. And we can see that very clearly when we look and see how people actually live their lives here on earth.
我们有一句说话说, 人无远虑必有近忧.
There is a colloquialism that says that if we do not have far-reaching or long-range type of suffering or pain, then we would have a worry, then we would have immediate worries or problems.
当我们年轻的时候, 我们会为着我们的学业, 我们会来到去担忧.
When we are younger, our concern is on our education, on our schooling.
或者我们为着我们可不可以得着一个我们心想的伴侣, 我们来到去忧愁.
Or perhaps that we desire to have a partner, right?
Find a potential spouse.
Now then, as we progress, after we have established our families, then we are anxious for our children.
甚至我们为了我们的儿女的缘故,
我们随时搬家, that we would move from the west to the east just so that we can find the proper and best place for them to attend school.
慢慢到他们成长,
pretty soon, our kids start to grow up.
我们又到壮年,
and then we grow older.
我们仍然为着我们的生活来担忧,
and then we are concerned about our physical health.
近这两年因为经济大衰退的时候, 很多人都来失去了工作.
Or we are concerned about our day-to-day lives. More recently, because of economic downturn, many have suffered loss of job.
特别到40-50岁的时候, 你就更加来到担心, 如果我失去工作之后, 我再可不可以找到另一份工作?
Especially if you get older in age, get into 40s, 50s, and you think, if I do become unemployed, will I be able to find another job?
当我们年纪再大一点的时候, 我们又会为着我们的健康来到担心.
And then even older, as we progress, we then worry about our physical health.
甚至世人会很怕一件事情就面对死亡.
And for the world, everyone seems to be afraid of this one inevitability, which is death.
我的中学的老师, 他就是一个这样的, 佢就一個咁嘅人啊。
Now my high school teacher was someone just like that.
佢兩夫婦都係我嘅老師嚟。
Now both of the couple, both the husband and wife, they were my teachers.
佢哋從香港嚟到教書，嚟到直至到咧可以喺香港退休。
Now they both taught in Hong Kong, to the point where they were able to retire there.
咁佢講佢哋每一個人喺香港要有一份嘅退休金。
And according to customs, that every individual who retires would have a pension fund.
然後佢哋移民去到加拿大，又喺加拿大繼續嚟到工作。
Then they immigrated to Canada, and in Canada they once again entered the workforce.
佢哋繼續做咗一段相長嘅時間喺加拿大，又有一份嘅退休金，即係喺加拿大嗰邊賺取翻嚟。
And so after many years working there, they also were able to earn their pension.
兩個人有四份退休金。
So that means two individuals, but there are four pensions to be had.
冇兒女。
But they did not have any children.
應該係好令人羨慕嘅一對嘅夫婦。
So they were in a very enviable position.
但係佢有好多嘢擔心。
But I can tell you, they worry so much about a lot.
佢擔心到就係佢如果我得翻嚟嘅擁有嘅財物，如果我死之前用唔曬嘅話咧，就係太過浪費。
So they're thinking, gee, I have all these funds that are earmarked for me. If I'm not able to enjoy it all, if I die too soon, what a waste of all that money.
因為我冇仔女嚟到留翻俾佢哋。
Because I don't have any children to leave this fund as an inheritance to.
所以佢哋一年咧可能有十個月咧就係去緊旅行嘅。
So that means every year for 10 months out of the year they're on vacation.
但係喺旅行嘅裏邊咧，佢又擔心。
But on vacation they worry too.
佢驚我如果去旅行去得多，我洗達咗之後我唔夠，咁咪點算
？They think, wow, if we take so many vacations, what if we run out of money? That's not good.
特別作丈夫嗰個好怕死亡。
Especially the husband, he really is afraid of death.
我哋喺佢面前最好唔好提死呢個字。
It would be best if no one mentions the word death in his presence.
一提到死呢個字咧，佢就毛管都鬆曬，成個人好緊張。
Once he hears the word death, he becomes a different person and he's stricken.
有一次我同佢一齊嚟到食午膳。
One day I was having lunch with him.
咁啊，食完午膳之後，我哋大家都離開個嗰個嘅餐廳，咁啊去行去我哋要坐車翻屋企啊。
So after lunch, then we left the restaurant and we proceeded towards our cars.
經過咗一出嚟嘅時候，就見到有一個長者，佢咧要用嗰啲幫佢行嘅一啲器材嚟到行路。
And so when we left the restaurant, we saw an elderly individual who needed the help of a walker.
他就跟我說,
and so this friend of mine then spoke to me and said,
這個是我老師來
的。 He said, that's my teacher.
他說修棟啊，我的名字啊，修棟。ST.
ST.
你猜我會不會好像他一樣？
So he says, ST, do you think that I will be like him?
来到去呢，中了风之后，现在要这样来到去找一个学行车，或者不是学行车，一个这样的辅助器来到行路。
He suffered a stroke and now he has to use a walker to walk.
我说，你现在还很健康而已。
And I said to him, you're very strong, you're very healthy now.
没有什么迹象。
There's no particular problems that you have.
有什么要担心？
Why do you worry?
哎呀，你讲不买的中风的事。
And so he goes, you never know about strokes.
啊，如果我中咗風就好似佢咁，咪慘咯。
If I had a stroke and I become like him, oh, how terrible that would be.
對住一個咁嘅老師。
For this is the teacher.
我哋嚟到嘗試將主嘅救恩盼望嚟到話俾佢聽。
I can only offer up to him the message of salvation and hope that is found in our Lord.
但到而家我哋都唔知道係乜嘢原因令佢覺得呢一個救恩係唔可以接受。
But to this day, I'm not sure why. What is the hindrance for this teacher of mine to fully accept the salvation of the Lord.
當然從佢嘅接觸裏面，我哋稍微可以估計得到，或許係呢個原因。
But certainly, in because of our massive amount of interaction with him, we can guess that there is a cause there.
因為佢曾經有一次嚟到同我哋講過。
Because at one time in his life, he has shared with us.
佢話：你哋信嗰個耶穌好似係真嘅。
He says, the Jesus that you believe in seems real.
咁佢話講，佢可能嚟到見過好多基督徒，俾佢有好多唔好嘅嗰個嘅印象。
But it seems that in his mind is already impressed in his heart many Christians in the past that he has come to know that did not give him a very good impression of Christianity.
無論如何，我哋從呢個人嘅身上邊，我哋睇到一個好typical，即係咩？好典型嘅一個咧嚇，即係嘅一個世人。
But in him, we see the picture of the typical man of this world.
嚟到係為自己嚟到努力，但又為著自己好多嘅擔心。
He pushes himself to his utmost to try his best, but at the same time, he is filled with anxiety and concerns.
為著生活嚟到擔憂。
Worry for life, his livelihood.
人亦都喺世上邊，亦都為著自己嘅安危好多嘅擔憂。
We oftentimes also worry about our safety.
我哋唔單止係有知道嘅危險，我哋嚟到擔心。
Not only do we worry about known dangers,
喺呢處灣區嚟到大家居住嘅，我知道大家一定等緊一樣嘢。
I'm sure for those who live in the Bay Area, you're all anxiously waiting for one particular event.
你等緊嗰次嘅大地震要嚟。
You're waiting for that great earthquake to finally hit.
你知道一定會嚟，不過就唔知幾時嚟。
You know the earthquake's going to come sometime. You just don't know when.
不過又好似咧，知道又係講，唔知道你都係咁生活㗎啦。
But at the same time, you might be aware of it, but even if you were not aware of it, you just live your life the way you live your life.
呢個係我哋未知嘅危險喺我哋嘅前邊。
We know that there is a danger that will come, that will be in our future.
我上次有機會經過呢處嘅時候，就剛剛就係你哋喺St. Bruno 嗰晚發生大火嘅嗰段嘅時間。
The last opportunity that I had to pass through the Bay Area was actually on the very eve of that San Bruno fire.
有邊個會嚟到想得到喺自己所居住嘅環境嘅裏邊，會嚟到受著咁大嘅災害？
Who could have imagined that such a great catastrophe would happen to you in your home?
呢啲未知嘅危險，每日我哋都嚟到面對緊。
These are unknown dangers. But we will face them on a day-to-day basis.
今日好多未認識主嘅人，佢哋都嚟到擔心呢個世界會嚟到一個嘅結局，一個嘅結束。Those
who have yet to accept Jesus Christ as a Savior live day-to-day worrying about the end of the world.
因為當佢睇呢個世界嘅時候，好多嘅事情或者呢個嘅環境。
Because they can look and see that the environment, their circumstances are changing drastically to the extreme.
今年的冬天，你哋東岸好多嘅大雪。
There was a great snowstorm that hit the East Coast this year.
是一次又一次咁嚟。
It was one storm after another after another.
如果大家有留意呢個世界新聞嘅話，喺南半球澳洲嗰處就嚟到有洪水。
If you take note of the news, there's been floods that's been reported in Australia.
你有一支睇嚟到同我講，佢哋聽到佢哋嘅親戚喺嗰個嘅洪水嘅處點樣遭遇洪水啊
And personally, we hear of stories about relatives who are there and how they needed to survive the flood.
夜晚瞓覺嘅時候，睡房係喺第二層嘅。
When they went to bed that night, They were in their bedroom on the second floor of their home.
但是当他们还是睡觉的时候, 有人就敲他的窗门, 原来水已经浸到上去他床边。
But in the middle of the night, while they were still asleep, someone was knocking on their window. As it turns out, the flood had already come and the water had raised up to their window level.
不过说的水已经浸过了第一层上到第二层。
The flood had come, and not only was it at the first, at the ground level of the house, but now raised, was raised to the second level.
那些拯救人员正要召紧艇去到他的窗口那时敲他的窗，他才知道。
It was not until the rescuers who were in boats, who were traversing the flood, that they came to knock on the bedroom window, that they know the flood had happened.
谁能够在家里面会来到遭遇这么大的危险?
Who would have known that such calamity would come upon an individual who was living in their own home?
在这个地上面,人究竟可以找到什么安息?
So in this world, where are the sources of rest for this for man?
人以为来到赚到很多钱的时候,他就能够有这个安全。
People think, if I have wealth, if I have a nest egg, then I will be safe.
但大家知不知道,你钱可以帮你买保险,买保安。
But I can tell you, money can buy you insurance, but cannot buy
security,
but cannot buy you rest.
钱可以帮你买药物，买唔到健康嘅。
Money can help you buy medicine, but cannot buy you health.
我哋人生系一个咩人生？
What type of life do we have?
我哋年轻嘅时候，我哋就因为有健康就搏命用我哋健康嚟到赚钱。
And because when we're young, we're filled with the vigor of youth, so we spend all our energy to make money.
但当我年老的时候,我们就没有健康,就拼命用钱来买回我的健康。
But when we're older, we no longer have health, and we expend all our energy to use our wealth to try to purchase some health.
我们尝试用钱来买娱乐,但我们从来没有喜乐。
We can buy, use money to buy entertainment. But we will never have happiness.
这个是世人的生活。
This is the ways of the world.
这个是世人的没有安息的一个现实。
And this is the reality of the world.
但当我们要看世人的时候,将这个镜来照回自己的时候。
But if we look upon the world in this way and we use it to reflect us, ourselves, upon ourselves.
我们这些话,我们信主的人。
For us, who believe in Jesus,
我们跟随主的人,
we who are followers of Jesus,
究竟我们是不是跟他们有分别?
Are we any different from the man of this world?
当我们都去观察的时候,
when we are inspective and look,
其实有时候都来看自己的时候,
when we are self-inspective and look at ourselves,
我何尝我不是来为着我们的生活来担忧?
We may not be concerned or worry about our livelihood.
我们都是为了自己生活而担忧。I'm sorry.
We are also concerned about our own livelihood.
我们不单止为自己生活而担忧。But
not only are we worried about our own lives.
我们为着我们的儿女，我们都来担忧。We
worry and are concerned about our children's lives.
我们好像忘记了神的应许，说我从前年幼，现在年老，但是却未见过义人被弃。
It seems that we have forgotten that it was God's own words that He has seen us from youth to age, to older, and yet He has never seen the young to be forsaken and for the old to be.
未见过义人来到被欺，亦都未见过
to be a beggar.
佢个后裔嚟到讨饭.
That He have never, He have not left the young or the old to be. In need or beg to be beggars.
主来到去告诉我们,不要忧虑吃什么,喝什么,穿什么。
The Lord also tells us, do not be worried and anxious about what you will eat, about what you will wear.
但是我们同样的在那树来到去担心。
But at the same time, we are still worried about all those things.
我们和世人可能唯一的分别是什么呢?
What is the one difference that we have with the rest of this world?
我们说我们有我们的主耶稣,我们可以来求祂,我们相信祂。
We have our Lord Jesus Christ, we say, and we can ask of Him, and we can plead of Him.
但很多时候我们的信心是一个什么信心?
But what type of faith do we have?
我哋嘅信心就系当天唔落雨干旱嘅时候，我哋向神嚟到求雨。
Our faith would be when there's no rain, we may pray for rain.
但系我哋祈完祷之后，我哋出街从来唔会大把遮。
But if you pray that prayer for rain, we would never turn around, go outside, and bring an umbrella with us.
呢个就系我哋所谓嘅信心。
And this really is encapsulates the how our faith is.
我哋好似就系嚟到去交托。
It seems like we are committing something to him.
但我哋仍然嚟到去将个担子放喺自己肩头嘅上。
But we still take up the responsibility of everything ourselves.
我哋就好似一个孭住担子嚟到要上路嘅人。
We are someone who carries our own burdens as we travel along.
但系喺路上边有一个嘅有好心嘅人，佢话。我不如用个车载你一程。
Now, as we travel along that road, someone with a good intention can come with a car, drive next to us, and say, "How about if I take that load off of you?"
啊，我哋真系觉得一个好大嘅，因为人哋俾咗我哋。
And we feel, "Wow, how gracious this man is to offer a ride for me."
咁我哋就嚟到上咗佢嘅车。
And so we get on, we get actually into the car.
但系嗰个嘅担子仍然喺我哋肩头上边。
But we get into the car, still holding the burden or the bag of burden upon our own shoulders.
嗰个驾车嘅人就问我哋：你点解仲要孭住嗰个担子啊
？And the driver says, "Why are you still carrying your baggage?"
我哋话：唉，唔好意思嘅，你已经载咗我啦，我仲将个担子摆埋你嗰树，唔好意思噶嘛。
Oh, you know, I'm so grateful for you for giving me a ride. It would be terrible that you give me a ride and I have to put the load, the weight of my load on your car too.
我哋嚟到冇安息，就系因为我哋咁嚟到信我哋嘅神。
We have no rest because that is the type of faith that we have, towards our Lord.
我哋嚟到冇得着安息。或许亦都因为我哋冇嚟到清楚知道神喺呢一句说话里边所讲俾我哋听嘅安息系一回咩事情。
We have no rest because we really don't know what this type of rest that the Lord is talking about here really is.
主话凡劳苦担重担嘅人可以到我这里来，我就使你哋得安息。
The Lord here tells us, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
这个安息我们知道是主所赐给我们。
We know that this rest is what the Lord provides to us.
这个安息是没有条件我们就可以得着的。
This rest is given to us with unqualified.
我们只要回去到主的树，主就给过我们。
As long as we're willing to come to the Lord, then the Lord is willing to give us that rest.
今天我们来到当我相信主的时候，我们已经得着这个安息。
When we accept the Lord, believe upon Him,We already are the recipient of that rest.
我哋有呢个安息嗰个嘅地位。
And we are in that position. We have the status of having rest.
但好多时候我哋忽略咗喺29节下边所讲俾我哋听嘅嗰个安息系回咩事情。
But we oftentimes lack that very rest that verse 29 tells us towards the end of the 29.
第二十九节话乜嘢咧？我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
What does verse 29 says? It says, "Take upon me, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls."
换句话讲，这个同样是主所赐的安息。
Again, this is the rest that the Lord is giving us.
但这个安息。同第一个安息系唔同。
But this rest here, the rest for your soul, actually is different from the first rest that's referred to in the previous verse.
第一个安息系冇条件，我哋就得着噶啦。
This first rest is unconditional rest. We get it just because the Lord gave it to us.
但系第二个安息呢、这个安息嘅实际系有条件的。
But the second rest, which is the reality of the rest,That actually has quite certain conditions.
呢个系讲到有两个嘅条件。
And there are actually two conditions for you to get that rest.
当你嚟到系符合呢两个条件嘅时候，你就必得享安息。
When you fulfill those two specific conditions, then you will find rest for your soul.
呢两个条件系乜嘢呢？
What are those two conditions?
第一个条件就系你要负主嘅轭。
The first is you must take on the yoke of the Lord.
第二个条件就系学主嘅样式。
The second condition is you must learn from him.
乜嘢叫做负主嘅轭呢？
What is then the yoke of the Lord?
负主嘅轭简单嚟讲就系我哋嘅人生嘅目标系为主。
And to put it in very simple terms, it means the goal of our lives, the very meaning of our lives is for the Lord.
学主嘅样式，另外一个表达就系我哋人生嘅表现要嚟到似我哋嘅主。
To learn from me, to put it in another way, to place it, to see it from another perspective, means that the life that we live must display Him.
负主嘅轭，主就会嚟到负人嘅责任。
Take my yoke upon you. If we do that, we will take His yoke, then the Lord will take the responsibility. He will be accountable for it.
如果我哋系为着自己嚟到负轭嘅话，我哋就要自己嚟到负自己嘅责任。
So similarly, if we take our own yoke upon us, then we're the one that's responsible.
咁究竟主嘅轭系乜嘢？
So then the question is, what exactly is the yoke of the Lord?
我哋睇到主一生嘅里边，佢就为着神嘅旨意嚟到去行事。
If we look at the entire life of Jesus Christ,We see that he lived his life to do the will of God.
換句話講，主嘅轭就係神嘅旨意。
In other words, the Lord's yoke is the will of God.
我哋嚟到想到主教導門徒禱告嘅時候，佢都嚟到提醒佢哋係先以父嘅事嚟到為念。
Do you remember in the Lord's Prayer when the Lord taught his disciples how to pray? The first thing was to pray for God and His kingdom and His righteousness.
基督徒冇呢个长久嘅安息，其中一个原因就系佢哋并冇嚟到以父嘅旨意嚟到成为佢哋人生嘅目标。
One of the reasons why we do not have a long-lasting rest is because we have not taken God's matters.As being our focus or our goal.
我哋一生人嘅里边，我哋会遇到好多抉择嘅时刻。
We will face many stumbling blocks along the road that we live.
系好多要做决定嘅时候。
Many opportunities where we must make the proper decision.
我哋嚟到做决定嘅时候，我哋都有好多嘅因素，我哋需要嚟到考虑。
Now, whenever we come to that point in the road where we have to make a decision, we have lots and lots of things to consider.
我而家要嚟到揾一份工作。
Well, I'm about to look for a job.
我就当然要睇下呢一份嘅工作，系咪同我所学嘅技能系吻合咧？
First thing I have to figure out, does this job, is it consistent with my training, my education?
然后这份工作究竟呢可以来到给到一些什么的好处我呢？
What type of benefit will I get if I accept this job?
或者说这份工作有没有前途给我可以来到去呢一路 升更加高的位置？
Will this job provide the opportunity to continue to go up the ladder.
当我们要来到由一个城搬去另一个城的时候，我们就会考虑究竟那个地方的居住那个条件是不是适合我们。
If we were to consider moving to another city, we have to think, is that standard living there or the way of life there consistent with how I want to live my life?
我们都是来到去按照一个正常的人咁嚟到去决定我哋嘅人生所走嘅每一步。
And we want to make decisions based on a logical way, just like anyone else would.
但系喺我哋嘅抉择嘅里边，我哋有曾几何时
But at that critical juncture of decision making, how many of us actually add one more particular point to consider? One more element to consider.
我哋嚟到考慮我哋嘅前途嘅時候, 我哋有冇諗過我哋嘅屬靈嘅前途喺邊度?
When we think about how our future, do we ever consider the effect of our spiritual future?
原來我嚟到去稍微用我自己嘅一啲嘅經歷嚟到去同大家分享。
I'd like to share with you from my own personal experience.
當好多年前，我個仔要佢大學畢業啦。
Several years ago, my son was about to graduate from college.
要決定佢前邊要去邊度嚟到工作或者佢嘅前途嘅時候。
He had to consider where he was going to look for a job. He had to consider his future, essentially.
嗰陣時就喺美國有一間公司就嚟到去俾佢一份嘅職位。
At that time, there was an offer that came from a company that was based in America.
做父母嘅個個都一樣㗎。
Now, parents are all the same all over, right?
我哋就好唔捨得個仔要去到咁遠嘅地方。
We don't want him to move so far away from us.
我哋有三個仔女，個大女一畢業已經飛咁飛咗嚟你哋灣區呢邊啊。
We have three children. The oldest one is a daughter. And the moment that she graduated, she flew away. And actually, she landed here in the Bay Area with brothers and sisters here.
當然她來了這裏做了沒多少個月,就因為那次是科技泡沫爆破的時候,又是一次很大的衝擊。
So she worked for a period of time, and then not long after that, it was during the time when there was the dot-com bubble bursting, that particular period of time when there was so much stress.
一個人在這裡沒有其他的親人,他只可以早上6點打電話來,在電話裡哭。
So she was on her own here without family members around, so what could she do? She called at 6 in the morning and started to cry on the phone.
我們唯一做的就是最快買機票,媽媽一人走就坐飛機來這裡安慰她。
So what can we do? All we can do is as fast as we could to buy a plane ticket, and with tears we came down and the mom came down and took to be with her.
所以我們知道呢,子女離開家裡呢,是一件相當艱難亦都淒涼的事情。
So we know this matter of children leaving the home, you know, flying off from the nest, so to speak, that is, it can be a very devastating, a very problematic type of situation.
當然那些未試過的呢,就更是呢,特別是大學的時候,就找一間學校,越離家越遠最好,因為呢,可以自由嘛。
Of course, for those younger ones who've never experienced any of this before, when they're considering about college, they choose the furthest college that they can from their home, right? Because that way, then they will have freedom to live as they want. But at the same time, if they experience problems or they experience trouble wherever they might be, who do you think has to bear the burden? The burden is upon the parents.
So now,
my son was about to graduate, and now he was going to move to America. I didn't want him to go.
所以我們就盡量跟他說,你留在這裡。
And so we expended some effort to try to convince him, no, why don't you stay? Stay closer to home.
他原本讀過一間大學, 已經給了個學位,他給了獎學金,他可以升學。
And so in the college where he was at, actually, they had offered to him a scholarship to continue study there in graduate school.
亦都請他做助教,在那個樹可以一路做助教,一路有獎學金,然後一路升學。其實最理想,是不是?
And so they also offered a job for him as well to teach as a teaching assistant. So at the same time they give him scholarship, at the same time they give him a work, and so he was closer to home. Isn't that the perfect picture? Now my son is very obedient. And he's also he has a heart for the home. He really is would rather be close to home. So after explaining ourselves or after pleading our case, we felt very comfortable and assured that he would accept that position and stay close to home. But the company that was based in America would not let go.
時間關係, 我只是很簡單地說,
so because of time, I'll just make it short.
我們一方面來到跟兒子說,
so we said to our son, you know, if you continue education in graduate school, you know, that's actually the best for your future.
當然在父母背後有個不可以直接說的原因就是想留在身邊。
Of course, behind all that, we have our own agenda as parents. Well, we can't disclose it to him so forthright, in such a forthright fashion. We want him to stay close to home. That's the bottom line.
但那间公司到最后告诉他,你过来美国,我们供你读书。
But so what happened? The company replied to him after this discussion and said, why don't you come and work for us? And in fact, we'll fund your continued education while you work for us. So then it started our thinking process. So how should we proceed? What can we do to help them to, at the same time, to differentiate between staying at home or else going, taking this offer and going out to America?
很快脆神就俾我哋嚟到去認識一件嘅事情。
And so very quickly though, God allowed us to understand something.
究竟佢留喺我哋嘅身邊，對佢嘅屬靈嘅嗰個嘅供應幫助係大啊，因為佢嚟到美國呢個地方，可以嚟到更加幫助佢喺屬靈裏邊嚟到成長。
And this was this another element that we've talked about. By staying at home, would that be more beneficial for his long-term spiritual growth? Or will it be more beneficial for him to accept the job from the company in America and move off? Will that be more beneficial for him in his spiritual life?
对我来说,
so this now clarified things immensely, and very quickly we came to a decision.
因为神给我们认识在这个地方有一班
Because the brothers and sisters, God showed us that there was a group of brothers and sisters here in the local Bay Area who was able and more than willing to receive our son and be able to help him.
为着他属灵的前途的缘故,
so for the sake of his long-term spiritual well-being, we as parents were willing to let go.
感謝神,他在這樹,這幾年裡面,我們實在看到他在屬靈裡面有好的成長。Thanks
be to God that now looking back in these last several years that he was here in the Bay Area, we see growth in his spiritual life.
所以這個屬靈的前途就成為他來到行走這一步的抉擇的一個決定性的因素。
So this spiritual benefit, the special life growth becomes part of the benefit that he gained by making the decision that he made. And this then became actually the source of blessing,
the
determining factor for his decision.
当我们来到去在我们人生里面面对抉择的时候,
when we come to a critical juncture in our lives where we have to make a decision,
God
God doesn't want for us to be a confused individual that we disregard every factor, all the environmental factors or circumstances, and just do whatever. You also need to consider all the different factors, just like any other logical person. But please, we ask that you just remember one other aspect. All the factors should be secondary. But the critical factor must be what would benefit you in your spiritual walk.
Spiritual future.
In your spiritual future.
这个就是讲到我们来到去负主的轭,一个很基本的一件事情.
And this is the basic principle when we talk about bearing the yoke of the Lord.
你是来到去为着主的喜欢,来到去决定你自己前面那一步.
You make your determination of your future based on what is found pleasing to the Lord.
不是来到你的喜欢.
Not what is found so that you make a decision so that you yourself are pleased with the decision.
当你是这样的时候, 你得着这个安息, 你就符合了一个条件.
And when you do make a decision based on this factor, then you have fulfilled one of the qualifications to find rest.
第二个条件就是我们要学主的样式.
Now the second condition was you must learn from the Lord.
不单止我们的人生的目标是为了主,
not only must the focus of our lives, the very reason for living is the Lord,
我们人生的表现, 我们都能够要像我们的主,
but we must also be like Him in our day-to-day life.
我们学主的样式, 换句话说, 我们就要做主那个学徒.
To learn from Him means you must become a disciple of the Lord.
学徒, 如果我们明白那个背景的话,
if you remember the backdrop of becoming a disciple,
学徒不是你去到一个学院那里,只是你去学到一些技巧.
Actually, it's more of an apprentice. Not only when you're an apprentice, not only do you go and learn a particular craft,
学徒那个最重要的地方, 你是学到你那个师傅的那种性格.
But a more critical aspect of becoming an apprentice somewhere is that you learn the makeup or the character of your teacher.
你是要好像他一样.
You must be like your master.
我们的主一生里面在地上留下他的榜样来让我们去学习.
The Lord has left the imprints of His image here so that we might be able to learn of Him.
从主耶稣在伯利恒的出生,
from His birth in Bethlehem,
在那时我们看到一个王竟然在马槽那时降生.
We see here a king who was born in a manger.
我们看到他何等的在那时写记来活出谦卑的榜样.
And we see Him by that very picture living out a very humble life and how He gave of Himself for the birth.
他在拿撒勒那时来到成长.
He grew up in Nazareth.
在30年的时间里面没什么人来知道他.
Not many people knew of Him during those first 30 years.
但他有没有觉得很委屈?
Does He feel somehow slighted?
在那时我们唯一可以来到去 知道有记载他的成长的,就在路加福音那书,你都跟我们提过.
The one passage where we can have a glimpse into His life as He grew up during those years is found in Luke.
在那个成长的里面,我们看到就是他在那个树里学习神的话语.
We see that in that city, what He was doing was He was learning about God.
在一个隐藏的里面,不断地认识,明白神的心意.
So, hiddenly, he was learning about the heart of the Father. And this is the example that the Lord leaves for us to follow. How many times have we been willing to pursue after the heart of our God in a hidden way? Everybody would prefer to have the spotlight be there to have other people know of what you were doing. But the example that was laid out by our Lord is that He pursued after the knowledge and the understanding of the Father in a hidden fashion. Now, the predominant time of His ministry was spent in Galilee. How diligent and how hardworking He was even during the spirit time when His ministry was now out in the open.
直至他去到这个的黑西马利园，然后上到这个的加勒山.
Until that point in time where He came to Gethsemane and He came to Mount Olive.
在那树来到去忍受罪人的顶撞，来到为着罪人的缘故，来到甘愿来到摆上自己.
At that time to face the very opposition of the sinful men, and also to bear up with the sins of those very individuals. And then where He came to Mount Olive, where He ascended to the heavens. To manifest the glory of God. Now this is the entirety of His life. Starts from a very humble state. To pursue in a hidden fashion. To be diligent to work. To accept whatever admonishment and critiques from others. And then ultimately, then to bring all glory back to the God. This is the entirety of His life. And this is what we have to learn. It's such a precious example that is placed before us. In His example, I wonder which part of His life do you think was the hardest to learn? There's one specific aspect I know that I feel I need to continue to pursue after to learn. That is the matter of setting aside the self that is in us. The most difficult thing for any of us to do is to set aside the self that is in us. When the numbers of a local congregation increases, that actually is grace. But if there are too many selves that are there in any local assembly,
大家知不知道这个其实是一个悲哀?
Do you realize that that's a danger?
今天主要我们将自己放低，好像活祭一样奉献给他。
Today, the Lord wants for us to set aside the self that is in us so that we might be like living sacrifices that's offered back to Him. To offer ourselves wholeheartedly without any constraint.
我听过一个这样的故事,
I've heard this story before
觉得给我自己一个很大的提醒,
that was a wonderful reminder for myself.
讲到有一个农庄,
that tells us that there is a
farm. 这个主人就养了很多的家禽, 很多的 嗰啲嘅牲畜啦。
So there's a lot of livestock that's on the farm.
咁啊，呢个嘅主人好嚟到照顾呢啲嘅家禽，呢啲嘅牲畜啊。
And so the farmer was very diligent to bring up these the livestock.
咁啊，呢啲嘅家禽同牲畜就谂下有啲乜嘢嘢可以报答呢个嘅主人。
And so the livestock was thinking to themselves, since the farmer is treating me so well, I wonder what I can do to pay him back.
所以有一日，佢所养嘅鸡就嚟到呢个主人嘅面前，嚟到将一啲嘅嘢摆喺主人嘅面前。
So one day the chicken brought something as a gift to the farmer.
佢就带咗啲鸡蛋嚟。
And what did the chicken bring? He brought eggs.
咁然后咧，猪咧又要嚟到去将自己最好嘅俾呢个主人。
So then the pig follows suit and want to bring something wonderful to the farmer too.
呢个主人所同呢个猪所收嘅礼物，大家知唔知乜嘢？
Do you know what the pig brought? What do you know what the farmer received from the pig?
嗰啲火腿嚟
，ham. He got ham.
鸡攞鸡蛋嚟。
The chicken brought eggs.
猪攞咗啲火腿嚟。
But the pig brought ham.
你估嗰个主人收到呢两份礼物之后，边一样嘢佢更加受感动
？What do you think? The farmer, after having received both of these gifts, which gift moved him more?
鸡佢攞鸡蛋嚟，佢不断再生。
For the chicken, you know, to bring an egg to the farmer, the chicken can always lay another egg.
猪变成火腿要经过乜嘢
？But what about a pig? In order for a pig to bring ham, what process needs to be done in order for him to bring the ham there?
猪已经舍去佢嘅生命。
That means that the pig had to give up his life first.
冇保留嘅。
Without reservation.
你攞啲乜嘢嚟俾主
？So the question is, what are you willing to bring before your Lord?
你系攞鸡蛋，亦或攞火腿
？Do you want to just bring an egg that symbolizes an egg to him, or are you willing to give ham to him?
主话我留下平安给你哋。
Says, my peace, the Lord says, my peace I give to you.
我将我嘅平安赐俾你哋。
I will give you rest.
我所赐嘅唔似世人所赐。
The rest, the peace that I give is unlike any that's found in this world.
你哋心里唔要忧愁，亦都唔要胆怯。
You do not be anxious. Do not have to worry.
愿我哋都同样嘅嚟到去符合主嗰两个嘅条件。
We must strive to learn how to fulfill the two criteria that is set forth by the Lord for us to gain rest.
我哋能够负主嘅轭。
We must learn to take on his yoke.
我哋学主嘅样式。
We must also to learn of him.
我哋学佢嚟到将一切都摆上嚟到奉献。
We must be like him to follow his example, to be willing to give up our all for the sake of the Lord.
一齐祷告。
Let's pray together.
主实有冇办法嚟到将你嚟到去讲得明
？Lord, there is no possible way for me to be able to explain you in full.
只有求你嚟到再一次将你嘅话活化喺我哋嘅里边。
We only ask then once again that you would enliven the words, your words in our hearts.
叫我哋唔系单单嘅嚟到喺头脑上边多咗一点嘅知识。
Do not permit for us just to gain another piece of knowledge in our head. We ask that your words, that you will use your words to change our lives. In order that we might be able to please you in full. That we might be able to take on your yoke.And also to learn of you.
好叫我哋能够得着真正长久嘅安息。
In order then that we would be able to find and be given true and long-lasting rest.
主啊，你都帮助我哋每一个。
Lord, help each one of us.
听我哋嘅祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督名字。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.